are here at the 2018 CUNA GAC in sunny Washington, D.C. today.
Yes.
What a change.
It's a beautiful day out there.
Change for the best. All right, and we are here with CUNA Mutual Group's Karim Habib. How are you, Karim?
I'm fantastic.
Good. I like that.
Thanks, Mike.
It's good to be fantastic.
Yes.
Right?
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great.
Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. How's the show going for you? How's the conference going?
Oh, it's been amazing. Great networking, and it's a little overwhelming, but
there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people here.
Yeah, but it's been great so far.
Good deal. I call it the family reunion.
Yes.
So we all get together in this one big place and say, hey, you do exist. All right. It's good to see you face to face type of thing.
Right.
So it's awesome. Awesome. Hey, we're talking about the topic of the moment is lending disruption.
Yes.
Enhance, explain what's going on here with lending disruption. What do we need to look out for?
Well, you know, funny thing is disruption was the buzzword a few years ago, and it's been a little overused, I believe. I think we were all bracing for credit unions to be disrupted. Well, disruption's already here, and it's already happening.
Yep.
So now it's really trying to figure out, credit unions trying to figure out, how do we combat that disruption? How can we be the disruptors, moving forward? And lending disruption has really blown up. It's really, there's a lot of lending disruptors out there. You have companies like, new ones coming out every day, Upstart, SoFi, Prosper, Lending Club. SoFi has really expanded, right?
Mm-hmm.
So SoFi started off in student lending, but now they're doing wealth management, they're doing consumer lending, they're doing mortgages.
I saw them, I hate to interrupt you, but I saw, like at X Games and things like that, they're a huge advertiser there. And they're going after the kids, obviously.
They are. They're going after not just the millennial generation, they're going after the Gen Zs, the next generation after millennials.
Yep.
So I had an experience with Lending Club recently, as part of my research when I'm out presenting. I wanted to see what the experience would be like, applying for a loan through one of these disruptors.
Yeah.
And so I was on my computer, it was around 11:01 at night, and I applied for a loan. It's an $18,000 loan, unsecured, and I was approved by 11:07.
Wow.
6 minutes.
6 minutes.
6 minutes,
that's
approval.
Impressive.
The funds were in my credit union checking account the very next day.
What?
And I got a rate of 5.39. And to me, that was a wake-up call.
Yeah.
To be able to get a loan at 5.39 in 6 minutes. For
$18,000. Funded the next day.
Unsecured, funded the next day in my account. And I have no relationship with Lending Club other than this loan. It was pretty remarkable, and it just really got me thinking, you know, how can credit unions combat that? And so it's there, and it's
real.
It's happening. It's real.
It's real, yeah. So, I mean, what advice do you have for credit? I mean, based on that, are you talking to credit unions like, hey, this is my experience. You need to watch out for this.
That's exactly what I'm sharing. I'm sharing that experience with credit unions. And I think credit unions have to focus on the convenience aspect, the reducing friction at the very beginning. Credit unions have to not only compete with rates, which we've been doing for years and years, so that's not anything new.
Right.
But I think credit unions have an advantage from the perspective of credit unions have the personal connection with members. Credit unions are known for looking out for their members' financial well-being, connecting personally with members to really understand what are the members' needs. And I think that's where credit unions can differentiate themselves. So they still have to be up and up with technology.
Don't get
me wrong, they have to have the technology, they have to be able to master the digital channel and channel optimization and the omni-channel perspective. But I think what they have to also do is leverage the data that they have on their existing members and potentially new members and really target market those members through a, I talked about this all the time, is a financial check-in with their members, really staying connected with those members. And my credit union in Wisconsin did a great job with that just a couple years ago with my wife and I. They proactively reached out to us and asked us if we wanted to sit down with a loan officer and really figure out what our financial goals and objectives were, and if there was an opportunity to maybe save us some money or put us in a better financial situation, would we be interested in talking to someone? And we did. And to me, that was again, something that was, from a member experience perspective, it was pretty cool because I was able to sit down with my wife and we were able to refinance a couple loans, consolidate a few debt with the equity we had built.
Yeah.
We opened up a couple of kids club accounts
for
my
you.
Two daughters,
right?
As a future member.
Yeah.
And we also were able to, in our conversation, we were able to get a pre-approval through for a mortgage.
Wow.
So just proactively reaching out and saying, how can I help you based on your current life stage or financial situation to help you achieve your goals and objectives?
And they deepen that relationship too. They deepen the roots of that relationship.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even with your kids.
Right. Now, Lending Club doesn't do that.
No, that's
and
the only
nor drawback. Do some of these other fintech lending platforms.
Yeah.
However, we say that today. Who's to say they're not going to do
they're
that
learning.
In the future?
They're probably going to learn. But the speed with which Lending Club, that's the attraction, I think, for a lot of people. It's like, gosh, I can get $18,000 in 24 hours. Are you kidding
me? Right.
That's the attraction right there.
That is. It is.
So can credit unions compete with that yet?
You know,
are
I
they
think,
able to? Or
I think they're going to have to
do they
get
want to?
That. You know, I think from the credit unions that I talk to, I think they want to... they almost want to create this, what I call a member experience trifecta. Number one is, how can we leverage predictive data analytics, looking for data on our members to create marketing campaigns that specifically target members for the right product and service based on the data we have on them, and really predicting what's their next product, rather than just a one-size-fits-all marketing campaign. So that's number one. Number two is, how can we compete in the digital space? So how can we leverage the technology that we need to, number one, reduce friction for our members when they're applying for a loan, but make it quick and seamless, right? So underwrite the loan, get the loan approved, and have the funds available to the member in a very quick manner.
Yeah.
And number three, I think it's never losing sight or focus on that personal connection. Because if they ever took that away, I think they will be in trouble with the disruption that's going on.
Yeah, because so the disruptors, they're so easy, you know?
They're easy.
They're so easy to deal with. It's all online.
But I think members still want financial guidance. Members still want financial education. And especially the millennial generation and the Gen Zs, they want that advice. And so I think credit unions, if they can master that trifecta, data analytics, digital optimization, and really staying true to what a credit union is and does, which is that personal connection with members, I think they can really be the disruptors.
I think you're right. I think credit unions can be the disruptors. I think we can turn the tables.
That's right.
Very cool. Very cool. Anything else to add, Karim? This is really good stuff. Fascinating stuff, you know, and just how it's all working and how we can compete and how what they're doing, what we're doing. Go on for hours.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
thank you.
It. Very
Thanks
interesting
having me.
Stuff. You're welcome. Thanks good job.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.